Blog Talk Radio. Yes, 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 yes. Allow the Lord to take you higher. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Allow God to take you higher. No matter what the obstacles are, no matter what the enemy throw at you, allow God to take you higher in him. It is a mindset. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm telling you, I am so very excited about the manifestation of the sons of God, of the daughters of God, women and men coming together and manifesting to become more like God. Yes, yes, yes. That's the whole example that we are to set. When the fire gets hot, when the heat is turned up, we are still steadfast. We are still steadfast. We're not moved by Satan's device. Glory, 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 glory. We go higher. We walk in peace, but we carry fire. Somebody say glory to God. Amen. Yes, yes, yes. I come to tell you today, we're not moved by Satan's devices. He can throw all the darts that he wants to, because we understand that at the end of the book, get your Bibles and turn to it, the last word that you will see is amen. When it's all over, amen. Surely, surely, amen. Glory to God. Again, I want to thank everyone for setting yourself apart, for sitting down and taking time to be in the Lord, to be in his word, to be into his word. So I encourage you to get your Bibles out. I encourage you to walk in forgiveness. I encourage you to look beyond the faults of others and see their needs. And that's how we grow, and that's how we glow from glory to glory. Amen, amen, amen. Well, thank you for tuning in to another broadcast of Kingdom Builders Development Institute, where we are here to be a blessing. We're blessed to be a blessing, and we are soldiers marching up the King's Highway. Oh, yes. And when we get in his presence, we grow from glory to glory. Why? Because we hear the voice of God. We move by God's command. Oh, yes. We speak it into existence. We decree and we declare that God is using us for his glory. Amen. Everything that we do and everything that we say, it's the Lord's doing. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Elder, would you pass me those glasses, please? Glory to glory. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I'll tell you one thing. I am truly excited. We are having our prophetic conference September the 15th through the 18th. Hallelujah. And we are doing some licensing for two evangelists. And I'm excited because that's two more soldiers that's in the camp that have said yes to the Lord and made a commitment, oh, yes, to go and tell somebody about the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen. So if you are in the Michigan area or you plan to travel to Michigan, September the 15th through the 18th, we will be at 5050 St. Antoine Street in the great city of Detroit, Michigan. It's in Midtown, almost downtown. Oh, yes, we will be at Bethel AME Church, Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Daughters, along with Kingdom Builders Development Institute. And then we have many intercessors from different churches that will join us in the prayer conference. Hallelujah. You don't want to miss it. You'll be able to go on Eventbrite this evening and you can register. You'll be able to book your hotel. You can do all of that. Come on, you must join us. We are going to be in the presence of the Lord. We're going to spend this time with God, and we're going to ignite some fire. Glory to God. We will be having a replica of the Holy Tabernacle. Amen. You can understand what the tabernacle is all about. And the name of the conference is Unlocking the Gold. Glory to glory. Glory to glory. We're moving. We're going in to get our blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Amen. Again, I want to thank you for being here with us this evening. And I want to encourage you to get yourself prepared to fellowship with us. Amen. Amen. And we're here also on the prayer line at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 days a week. You can call in at area code 240-3100. Let me correct myself. 848-220-3100. And the passcode is prayer code, and you'll see that prayer does work. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let us go into the Word of God. As you get your Bibles ready, hallelujah, I'm going to lift up a word of prayer, and then I'm going to play a short version of a song, and then I'll come back, and we'll do our teaching. Our teaching today is going to be on manifest the power of God in your body. How to manifest power of God in your body. Glory to God. Well, Father, we thank you for this time with you, Lord God. We ask you in Jesus' name that you would open up our ear gates, that we will be able to hear, Lord God, what you're saying to your church. Father, we ask you, Lord God, to hide us in your presence. In the name of Jesus, all the listeners, Lord God, whether they be online or in my presence, Father, that you would saturate their mind, their body, their soul, and their spirit so that they would be able to know what you're saying, that they would be able to worship together, Lord God, and they would know how to manifest the power of God in their bodies. Lord God, even those that are struggling in their body, Lord God, that you would give them revelation and teach them how to manifest Christ within their body. So in the name of Jesus, we thank you.
being defeated to winning. Glory to God. I thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to go from being defeated to winning. God is changing your story. God is changing your life. God is doing something new in your life. And yes, that's why the enemy is acting up. And that is why he is coming against your destiny. Because he understands that if you just mess around and get set free, if you mess around and get loose, you mess around and get in that position that you can do everything that God called you to do, and you'll be in the center of his will, the devil has already lost. Amen. So that's why he's fighting you so hard. That is why he is coming against everything that you think to do in the name of Jesus. But guess what? The Lord God watch over his word to perform it. So you can give a praise right there that God is watching over his word. He's watching over you to make sure that you manifest, that you manifest, that you manifest in the things of God. Amen. Amen. So I pray you got your Bibles out. And let's get ready. Let's get ready to sit at the table. And eat. All right now. Amen. We're going to start with, glory to God. All right. We're going to start with 2 Corinthians. We're going to start with chapter 4. Hallelujah. Let's start with chapter 4, and then I'm going to read verses 7 through 12. Hallelujah. Amen. 2 Corinthians. Chapter 4, verse 7 through 12. Amen. Amen. And the Bible says, "For who maketh thee to different from another? And what hast thou that thou didst not receive? Now, if thou didn't receive it, why dost thou glory, as if thou hast not received it? Now ye are full. Now ye are rich. Now ye reign as kings without us. And I would to God ye did reign, that we also might reign with you. For I think that God has set forth us the apostles last, as it was appointed to death. For we are made a spectator of the world, unto the world, and to angels, and to men. We are fools for Christ's sake, but ye are wise in Christ. We are weak, but ye are strong. Ye are honorable, but we are despised. Even unto this present hour, we both hunger and thirst, and are naked, and are buffeted, and have no concern, certain dwelling place. Verse 12. And laboring, working with our own hands, be revealed, be blessed, be persecuted. We suffer. Listen. As I'm reading the word of God, I want you to understand that there is a surpassing great power that comes from God at work in your physical body and is manifested in the midst of affliction and for the purpose of the glorifying of God, giving the glory to Jesus. Amen. So let's talk about it. We know that our bodies matter while we're here on the earth realm. Amen. And what happens in our bodies, it matters in this earth realm. See, our physical bodies matters to God, the Father, because he created you and know you before you were knitted together in your mother's womb. So what we put in our bodies, it matters. Whether it be food, whether it be drugs, whether it be ill spirits in our ear gate, what we put in our bodies, it matters. For you were formed before your mother even knew you. You were formed by God. Your innermost parts, God knew before anyone else knew. So he wove us in our mother's womb. Nobody could have did that but God. And you were fearfully and wonderfully made. I'm telling you what the Bible says about you. Now, are you saying the same thing about yourself? Or are you saying what someone else said about you? You're not going to add up to be nothing. You know, this and that. Did you embrace all of that? Or did you embrace what God says about you? That you're fearfully and wonderfully made. Listen, the Bible says, my frame was not hidden from me. It was not hidden from God. When I was made not a secret to God. My eyes, everything about me, all my substance were ordained before I was born. Oh, yes. That's what the Bible says. For his glory. Oh, yes. I'm going to give you some notes so you can go back in your free time and you can look all of the scriptures up. Go ahead and note Psalms 139, verses 13, and go ahead and read 13 to 16. Amen. See, the enemy has made God's people the people have their eyes on you, and they're watching to see how you behave and under pressure, to see if your conduct match up with what God says that you are. What do you say about you? I mean, what do you say? I know what they say, but what do you say? You know, how do you feel about yourself? Do you believe that God made you in his own image? He made you in his own likeness? That you are little g? Do you believe that about yourself? Or do you believe what was said negative about you? You know, it may have been said over and over that it was putting your spirit, and then you embraced what was said about you, and now you regurgitate what was said negative and opposed to what was done by God before the creation. See, the Bible tells us that our physical body matters. It matters to Jesus because when he came to save humanity, he took on our physical frame. Yes, he did. The very God came in a human body, big G, through Jesus. And he came in the form of a man from DNA to even our hair follicles. And Jesus currently exists, based on the Bible, at the right hand of the Father in a glorified body. And guess what that glorified body looks like? It looks like ours. See, your physical body matters to the Holy Spirit, because the physical body of a born-again Christian, a born-again believer, a born-again child of God, it is his temple. So our body is our temple. So how we treat our body as the temple of God. So we should take care of our bodies so that we can be in good health and that we may prosper as our soul prospers. So your body matters while we're in this earth realm to do the work of ministry. So we have to take care of ourselves. Go to sleep at night. Rise up early. The Bible says when you seek him early, you'll find him. See, do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you? Yes, I'm reading the scripture. 1 Corinthians 6:19. Didn't you know that? That the Holy Spirit, who he lives inside of us. And guess where he came? He came from God. And that you're not your own. Oh, yes, you're not your own, baby. We might think we are own. You know, we might think that we can do what we want to do. We might think that we can say what we want to say. We might think that we can go where we want to go. But if you are a born-again Christian, if you are a keeper of the fire, if you are a child of God, if you are a believer in the gospel of Jesus Christ, you can't do what you want to do. You know, sometimes we say, well, it's my thing. I'll do what I want to do. No, the devil is a lie. Our body is not our own. Our body belongs to Christ. Amen. Your body belongs to God. And God want to allow the Spirit of God to live inside of us. But he also said that he will not dwell in an unclean temple. So if your temple is not clean, it's almost like if the house not clean, you might lose your spouse. You know, some men don't like a house that's not clean. But listen, go to 1 Corinthians 6:9, and you'll see that you are not your own, that the Holy Spirit lives inside of your body. Amen. So I'll just turn with you to 1 Corinthians 6:19 so that you can really get this in your spirit. You know, it's not anything made up. The Bible says in verse 19, chapter 6, 1 Corinthians, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and ye are not your own. Listen, the Bible go on to say that, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Listen to that. Your body belong to God. You belong to God. See, you and I cannot separate our salvation and our spiritual lives from what happened in our physical body. We can't separate it. We cannot separate our salvation, our spiritual lives, from what happened in our body. What is going on in your body? See, when we try to separate what's going on in our body from our salvation and from our spiritual lives, then we'll become divided. Because listen, we are a trifold. Man, you have a body, we have a spirit, and we have a soul. So what we're doing is you have to feed all three. You sit at the table and you eat, you feed your body. You sit at the table, and if you eat natural food, you're feeding your body only. Amen. But if you sit at the table and you study the word, you're feeding your spirit and your soul. See, listen to this. The Jews who, through their Christian faith, they recognized the body, soul, and the spirit in the Old Testament, but they refuse to eat certain things. They separated themselves from what they didn't eat, the pig. They didn't eat swine. They separated. But listen, Jesus, he died on the cross. He rose again. And he is seated on the right hand of the Father to save us, to redeem us from sin and death. So he covered it all, body, soul, and spirit, all in one. He took care of business. So now, if you'll go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and then let's go to verse 6. And listen what the Bible says. Paul was saying this. Paul said, "For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our heart to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." For God, who said, shall shine out of darkness, is the one who has shone on our hearts to give the light of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. So when Paul wrote that the light of the glory of God would shine in our heart, he fully intended that we would shine of God presently in our physical body, in our spirit, and in our soul, that God would manifest while we are here in this spiritual, in our natural bodies, that God would shine through us. Why? Because we keep his commandment. Have you ever been in a room and people come in the room and you can just look at them and you can see the glory of God on them? You can see the peace of God on them. You can see those hidden treasures that they're revealed to you. See, Paul spent time addressing treasures of earthen vessels. He was talking about our bodies. When he said earthen vessels, he was talking about our bodies. Our body mattered to Christ. He said he wished above all things what? That we would prosper, that we would be in good health. So that lets you know right there that our bodies matter to him and that our soul would prosper. He said he wished above all things. Not that we have a car, not that we have a house, not that we speak in tongues. He said he wished above all things that we will prosper and be in good health. He's talking about physical health, mental health, psychological health, spiritual health, emotional health. And when we're in good health, guess what? The power of God manifests through us from God. And as you have turned with me, I just want to encourage you to understand that the Bible says, and I'm going to go over that again with you. I went over it on Sunday, but also 2 Corinthians 4 and 7, for we have this treasure in earthen vessels, so that the surpassing greatness, power, will be of God and not of ourselves. See, this treasure is the fact that being born again by the Holy Spirit, it means that the glory of God is shining in our hearts. So we start changing. Our love walk change. Our conversation change. Because the treasures that have been imparted in us and on us, the glory of God will shine in our hearts. The revelation that he is righteous, it's revealed to us. And I like to say the revelation that he is our sanctification. It's revealed to us. And even the revelation that he is our, it's revealed to us. So we're not discombobulated and walking without peace. Because peace, when we walk in peace, it's only because we understand our purpose. We understand the mission. We understand the assignment. So now that we understand the peace, the purpose, and the assignment, it comes from the revelation of the Holy Spirit. See, the revelation that if he is for us, who can be against us? That's revealed to you. When that's revealed to you, God is manifesting in your body. He's manifesting in your mind, in your soul, in your spirit. The revelation that he is present with you at all times, everywhere you go, everything that you do, every word that you say, the revelation that God is omnipresent, he's with us. When these things are revealed to each and every one of us, there's a peace, passive all understanding. Remember, the glory of God is the full force of self-revelation of God. What do you mean by that? I mean that you have received the revelation of who you are in God. You know, they say, well, you haven't arrived. Well, no one has. But you have been, it has been revealed to you who you are. Power. See, it's not that you don't know of your shortcomings, but you're walking in his greatness because that's the purpose that God made man. So we want to have the revelation that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. We want the revelation to understand that we are the called according to his purpose. Yes, you know, the revelation that he always began with the end in mind. I won't say that again. Always begin with the end in mind. See, we began with the beginning in mind. But God begins because he sees the end of the thing. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. So we have to get the revelation of the end of the thing. So when we're going through it, we're all over the place. We're not that tree planted by the rivers of water. But God wants us to see the end of it. When you come out of it. So you walk in it knowing of what's going to come to pass at the end of the thing. God always began with the end of in mind. That's why he said he's the author and the finisher. Once we get the revelation, the deep revelation that he's our healer, we say it, but put some fire under your faith and heat it up and tell God, you said that you're my healer. Regurgitate his word to him and walk in the revelation that he is our healer. Oh, yes. Walk in the revelation that he's a provider. There's a greatness in knowing who you are. Because if the Holy Spirit is truly living inside of you, guess what? You already know your identity. People might say you're a narcissist. People might say that you're beside yourself. People might say this and they might say that, but it doesn't matter what they say. It matters what God says. Do you say? See, God is our provider. And God is love. And God is light. He's all of that. And in him, remember, there's no darkness. There's no darkness at all. So we come against any darkness. We come against any sickness. We come against that. But what we say is God is victorious. And we walk in our victory. Keep feeding your spirit that. Keep saying that. Keep seeing the end of the thing. Keep speaking it as though it already has happened. Oh, yes. Keep saying that he's our shepherd. And I shall not want. Begin to see it. And the more that you say it, recount it over and over. And even imagine what you expect. You know, they say, girl, are you daydreaming again? You pushing that faith. Like a drug dealer push drugs, you pushing faith. See, this is treasures. Paul was talking about it. Paul said, for the born again Christians, he was talking to us, Christ is contained in an earthen vessel. Oh, yes, he is contained within us. What's an earthen vessel? Well, although the scripture talks about it, I want you to see it as the scripture says. Our physical body are described. Oh, yes, Job talked about it in 4:19 when he was talking about that our bodies are a house of clay. And then let's talk about what Isaiah said in 29, Isaiah 29. God asked how we made of clay can challenge the potter concerning how he has made us. See, God asked that same question in Jeremiah 18. He sure did. And the Apostle Paul, he picked up the same language in Romans 9:21. You can jot these scriptures down so you may be able to search the scriptures, give you an opportunity to study the word. But for this glory, this full force of God, getting the self-revelation will cause you to be manifested in your body, manifested in the body of Christians, so that the way we live our lives will be identified by those watching us. And they're looking for something. They're looking for the power of God. They're not looking for you. They're not looking for me. They're looking for God. They're looking for the power of God to be manifested in these earthen vessels. Now, can we look at that verse again, 2 Corinthians 4:7. I want you to leave with this one. For we have this treasure in earthen vessels, so that the surpassing greatness of the power will be of God and not from ourselves. See, God's power manifests in our physical bodies. So that it is clearly seen as coming from God and not from us, not from me. We can't take any glory. No, we cannot, because we're a mess. But because of the treasures, earthen vessel, there's a greatness in you. There's healing available. Get the revelation. So now, the man that questioned, what am I doing with my body? What am I doing with my voice? What am I doing with my eyes? What am I doing with my touch? What am I doing? Where are my feet going? What am I ingesting? How am I reacting to life? How am I using my time? Do I have a schedule? How am I working my schedule? Am I fruitful? Am I multiplying? Am I replenishing the earth? How am I using my career? Do I have one? What am I doing with my possessions that can be seen clearly, clearly as a result of God's power in me? Oh, yes. Who am I ministering to? Who life is changing? Who life is growing? Somebody, answer those questions. How am I becoming closer to God? The power of God will manifest even in affliction. Oh, yes, that's what the Bible tells us. The Bible says, now I wish I could tell you it was otherwise, but it appears from what follows in the next few verses that one of the best ways for the power of God to be seen in our physical body is when you and I go through serious afflictions. In the name of Jesus. Amen. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed. Perplexed? Come on, we laugh at it, but not forsaken. Struck down, hallelujah, but not destroyed. We always carry about in the body. We're dying in Christ. So that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. So our body dies. Our flesh has to die, so that God may live through us. Amen. Come on, somebody say amen. Affliction literally means having the life you were hoping for crowded out by a lot of stuff coming your way, one thing after another. But because of the power of God that's in your body, your life is not crushed out. Oh, yes. Perplexed literally means to be lost and uncertain concerning what to do. But because of the power of God that's working in your physical body, you're not driven by no schedule. You're driven not to give up. You're driven to finish the course. Oh, yes, because of the power of God. Persecuted literally mean to be systematically harassed. But because of the power of God at work in your physical body, to resist the thought that God has moved on and left you behind, you're not persecuted to fall. You're not struck down. You're still standing. I can go even further. But I want to say to you, it doesn't matter what the diagnosis, that the disease is terminal. It doesn't matter if you've been on a head, you've been in a head-on collision and you left paralyzed. It doesn't matter that your spouse filed for divorce, your child ran away. You got beat up by robbers and they took your money and your boss got a mean spirit and fired you. It doesn't matter. But if you allow these circumstances to crush you, to despair, put you in a place of despair, and you say, oh, I feel forsaken, I feel destroyed, I want to ask you a question. Where is the power of God in you? See, the power of God is poured out into earthen vessels so that the life of Jesus may be manifested in our bodies. The life of Jesus may be manifested in our voice, in our touch. When we touch someone, they feel like they've been touched by an angel. The life of God should penetrate through our eyes, through our feet, because the power of God been poured inside of us. We ingest God. We react to God. We spend our time with God. Our schedule is built around God. We possess the power of God in our earthen vessels. So let the power of God manifest. You lay hands on your body and you command it to manifest because the power of God lives there. And everything that's not like God, command it to leave. Command it to go. Command it to go. Command it to go. Command it to go. In the name of Jesus. One last thought. In verse 11, that's 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 11. For we who live are constantly being delivered over to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal bodies. Listen, God is trying to tell you something. It is so hard for any of us. Amen. Just checking. Hallelujah. It is so hard for any of us to shake the notion that our life is all about me. It's not about us. Shake it off. It's never been about us. It's about him. See, that was the problem in the Garden of Eden. I know that I'm getting ahead of myself here, but in the next chapter, Paul was talking about he died for all so that we could live our lives in the presence of God so that we can be free and not in bondage. He rose again so that we can walk in the resurrection, resurrected power of God for his glory. It's not about us. So we got to get over ourselves. We got to get over our emotions. We got to get over our want to be accepted attitude. We're in it to win it. Paul is saying that we live in our bodies. We live by the power of God. Listen, we're going to fight some battles. We're going to come under attack. Because speak to that power and say manifest. Call forth the fire of God that's in you. We don't have to debate. We don't have to argue. We don't even have to be politically correct. We operate in the manifested power of God. So when attacks come on your body, when attacks come on your mind and your spirit, begin to say that the life of Christ manifests in me, in my mortal flesh, because it's not about us. It's about him. and his power working through us. Amen, amen, amen. When we live our lives from the outside, it may look like we're dying to our own desires, dying to our own ambitions, dying to our ego, dying to our will. But because of the power of God, you can speak manifestation. Manifest life for those, take off those handcuffs and be set free. Because we're not living our lives for ourselves, but for Christ who died for us. And I want to say to all the saints, all the believers, that we're saved to get others saved. And we're working out our soul salvation with fear and trembling. Remember that. Because, see, we need our bodies now, but they'll soon pass away from ashes, to dust, to dust. But right now, his surpassed greatness and the power of God is impacting our lives because he's living inside. So always speak to your body. Command it to obey. Get your rest at night. Eat a balanced meal. Do your exercise. Exercise your mental, your mentality. Keep your mind stayed on the positive things. Repent from sin. And watch. Want the power of God manifest in the middle of you asking. Amen, amen, amen. Remember, we're living our own lives. And if you don't have the power of God that people can identify in you, it's because we need to be born again. We need to fully surrender. We surrender not only our bodies. We surrender our mind, our soul, our spirit, our attitude. We give it all to him. And sometimes you have to repent daily. So we must repent and surrender to God today, giving him your voice, your heart, your eyes, your feet, your time, your possession. He is requiring full surrender. Pride has to go. When you repent, pride has to die. Because the Bible says that's God hates pride. And when we surrender the power of God, it'll manifest in you. Amen. So if you don't have the power of God and you don't know Christ as your Savior, and you would like to be saved, you would like to be in the center of the will of God, I want you to come to the altar. Just surrender all and come. Lift your hands up and ask him to make himself known in the power of the earthen vessel that you are. Tell him you believe that Jesus died, but he didn't stay dead. He is the Son of God. He rose again. He's seated on the right-hand side of the Father, and he is the Son of God. It is just that simple. It's not hard, and it's not complex. If you repeat it after me, guess what? The angels are rejoicing. You have a new family. Welcome to the body of Christ. Get yourself connected to a faith-based believing ministry. Go in there and work. Don't go in and be a spectator. Go to your pastor and ask, what can I do to help the ministry? Ask God to lead you, guide you, direct you. And I'll tell you, if you make this decision and you surrender, the rain is coming. Seed's going to grow. God's going to shower everything about you. And when the storm blows, you won't be moved by Satan's devices. Amen, amen. We say let the power of God manifest in you. Glory, glory, glory. We want to thank everyone for tuning in today. We want to encourage you to spend time with God. Don't leave him out your day. When you feel short, ask God. Amen. When you feel that you lack in something, ask God to give it to you. Because guess what? I'm going to end on this note. If you like what we're doing, you can always sow into the ministry by going to giveify.com. Just type in Kingdom Builders and Kingdom Daughters. Or you can type in Pastor Teresa Docs, your Elder QT Docs, and you can sow in the ministry there. You can be a partner with our ministry and join in with the many projects that we're doing. Amen. So I'm going to end on this note. God will provide. God will provide. Let him live inside of you. And I'm going to say to everyone, be blessed. Father, we thank you for this time. And we ask you in the name of Jesus that you reveal yourself to your people and that you would cause everyone to hear your voice and that we would move by your command. So I decree and declare that Jesus sits high and he looks low and he's living inside of us. So God bless everyone. Have a supernatural rest of the day. Go deep so you can get some revelation on a daily on what God is trying to do in your life. God bless you and we love you from Kingdom Builders Development Institute. Well, we are blessed to be a blessing. All right, we're signing out. Join us again next Wednesday, live at 5. God bless you all. Have a supernatural evening.
God provides, so why do I worry about my life? When you come to my rescue 1,000 times, every other voice it is a lie. God provides, God provides in ways I can't explain and can't deny. The little that I have he multiplies. Just when I feel he won't show up on time, God provides, he'll come through. When the clouds of doubt rain down on you and test everything you thought you knew, now you finally see what God can do for you. So tonight, close your eyes, there's no more need to fight. Watch God provide. God provides. It's hard to say when there's no food to eat, or what you see feels all that life will be. And will this be another year of misery for me? Things I see, and my feelings can't control my destiny. Dear God, I only want what you believe for me. So tonight, close your eyes, there's no more need to fight. Ooh, watch God provide. No. need to fight. Watch God provide.